You're listening to the Recovering Corpaholics podcast with host Felicia Stivelman, the podcast to help Big Four professionals quit the corporate games and break free into a meaningful career. In today's episode, we'll discuss how your definition of success is holding you back. Find the full show notes for this episode at recoveringcorpaholics.com/27. I've been chasing success for as long as I can remember. From early on, I wanted to get the best grades, get into the best schools, get the job with the best employer, and so forth. I'm still chasing success. And if you're in corporate America, most likely this is something that you may feel or have felt too. Success is deeply personal and everyone has their own definition. However, what I want to talk about today is that some of the definitions of success that we have are not our own. They may be our parents, our mentors, or even what we think success is today based on society. And if you're not clear on what success is to you, then you may get stuck in a career or doing work that actually doesn't matter to you. That's why today I want to talk all about how your definition of success is holding you back. According to society, we have been taught that the higher we perform or the higher the value of things we have to show for our actions, the more successful we are. For example, from a young age, we're taught that the higher the grades we get, the smarter and more successful we are. As we grow up, that translated into the higher the salary, the higher the number of likes or followers, the more expensive our car is, the bigger the house, all those things, the higher the success that we have is. And in my opinion, this leads us to having a competition mindset. You know, you want the best grades, you want to make the most money, you want to have the highest positions, you want to be the smartest in the room, and so forth. But in order for that to happen, you need to be or do better than others. And even though you don't want people to necessarily lose, you do want to win. So therefore, something has to give. And this competition mindset also makes us fear losing. And not that you just did better than me on a test losing. Losing then feels like anything less than what we have or what we want. And then we directly feel like we lost our value or we're not good enough. It's like we're all in this race and we're scared to come into last place. You know, with the Olympics, only the top three get rewarded. So if you don't have success like other people, you feel like you lost, even though you could still be in an amazing place in your life or your career. Then we start to think, if I don't get the best grades, I won't go to the best school. If I don't go to the best school, I won't get the best jobs. If I don't get the best job, I won't make the best salary. If I don't have a good salary, I won't be able to have the lifestyle I want. And if that happens, no one will respect me. I'll be all alone. And all those other things that we snowball into. So unless we finish in a top place, nothing is good enough. And we are all scared of the worst case scenarios. We're scared of being mediocre. And when we're acting this way, competition and being the best becomes our life. And how successful we feel directly correlates to how we feel about ourselves. The more successful you feel, for the most part, the happier you are, the more fulfilled you are. And if you think about it, success is then something we don't have control over. We are letting others decide what success looks like for us. We may say that we don't care about what others think about us, but in reality, we are living our lives based on what others do think about us. Do we really want that promotion, or do we want to show others that we are getting promoted? Do we really care about going the extra mile, or are we trying to prove something to ourselves or to our boss or to our coworkers? Did we really care that we got that B on the project, or was it that we are scared of what our parents were going to think? You know, maybe in later in life we cared about the grades that we got, but in those early years, did we really care if we got an A or a B on something? You know, we were just happy, like, look, Mom, look at my report card. So success is then outside of our control, and therefore it makes us act in ways that are inauthentic to us, which is why I believe that so many people are unhappy. So what happens? You push yourself harder, which can lead to burnout, or you stay in a company or a job that you hate to keep your title or your salary. You do things to show up better, and so on. And that is why I think most people's definition of success is actually holding them back. No wonder why we are all so miserable. I still remember that day I woke up and said, why am I pushing myself toward partner? Do I really want this? Like, who am I doing this for? And I know for me, this is what held me back from starting my business in the first place and what held me back from thriving as well. That's when I knew I needed to re-examine my definition of success. So once you realize that your definition of success hasn't been your own, or that you don't know what it is that makes you feel successful, you can then start to redefine what success is to you. So I'm going to challenge you to think now, what is your definition of success? Take some time to really explore it. Pause this podcast, come back to it. But to give you some extra help here, I'm going to leave you with a couple different exercises that you can do to better understand and explore what you consider success to be. So I'm going to give you a couple different exercises. Exercise one is the most simplistic exercise. For this exercise, I just want you to think about the following questions and journal your answers. You know, what is success to you at work, at home, with your family? What does it look like? Then think, am I living that now? If so, think how you can do more of that. If you think that you're not doing what you think is success now, how can you then start living like that now? Some other questions you consider are, you know, I want people to know that I love X, or I want people to remember me as Y. Another exercise you can do is to think about where you felt successful in the past. For this exercise, I want you to think back to three times you felt very successful. Then for each scenario, I want you to think about why and write that down. What was going on? What were you doing? Why did you feel this way? And when you complete this exercise, see if you can find any similarities or patterns between the three experiences and see if you can determine what it is that made you feel successful and then what you consider success. Now for the third exercise, I want you to think of yourself as someone who is either retiring, turning 70, getting a life achievement award, basically anything, you know, where you're in a situation when you're older and there's going to be a party to celebrate your accomplishments. You know, there's going to be people there giving speeches of your life's work and the impact that you made on them and the world. And I want you to think, what are these people saying about you? What impact did you have on them or the world? Write down the speech of what they would say about you. And just a quick caveat here, I want you to think of the message alone, not the people who are giving the speeches. You know, what do you want them to say about you? What are you doing? What did you do? So those are three different exercises to help you explore what success is for you, but just take the time to really think about it because this is really going to help you when you're looking for new jobs or you're looking for meaning in your career and so forth. It also helps you figure out how you can be more successful so you can work harder. So it's going to help you in all areas of your life. I hope this episode provided some clarity for you and what you consider success. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me anytime at recoveringcorpaholics.com/contact. Stay inspired and live powerfully. Thanks for tuning in to the Recovering Corpaholics podcast. For show notes, to stay connected, and learn more about our show, find us online at recoveringcorpaholics.com. And if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, show your support by subscribing and reviewing this show. See you next week, everyone.